Morning, everyone. This is Josh from Solopreneur Grind on Thursday, February the 28th. Hope everyone's doing well. Still coming off a cold, but that's okay. It really affects your kind of energy. So, you know, do everything you can. I mean, so difference between an entrepreneur and an employee is if you're an employee and you're sick and you take a day off, whatever, it's not the end of the world. I guess depends how much work you have to come back to, if any. As an entrepreneur, it's kind of hard giving up days because then it just sets your business back. So, I mean, even when you're sick, I find it very hard to take time off work. So I haven't been, but it does affect your energy, your mood, your workflow. So definitely try to do everything in terms of taking care of yourself physically, mentally, so that you have as few of those days as possible. But I was following a Facebook group thread earlier this morning talking about calendars and how people use their calendars, and it kind of got me thinking as I sip some tea this morning with lemon, major key in the morning. And I don't know if this is something a lot of people talk about or think about, but how you use your calendar and kind of structure your day is something that I've thought about a lot over the last year or two as I've been working for myself. And so I figured I'd go through the way I use mine and see if there's any feedback, if anyone has any thoughts, or maybe people are struggling and they want to hear someone else's strategy and mine helps. So anyways, I use a combination to get through my days, a combination of a calendar and a to-do list. And my to-do list is written by hand on a notebook. I'll get to that in a second. The calendar, I use Google Calendar because I use G Suite. And the calendar is for time-specific actions. So meetings, phone calls, you know, whatever. Appointments, real-life appointment, you know, like personal appointments. Anywhere or any time I have to be, you know, somewhere at a certain time, it goes immediately into my calendar. And I use that kind of as the basis. Then what I do is I have a notebook and I keep a running to-do list. And need one more sip here. The reason I keep a to-do list by hand is because it's changing a lot. So I guess this depends on your line of work. You might be in a line of work where you typically are only working on one or two things at a time for long periods of time, in which case, you know, you can use an app or whatever you want. In my case, I tend to do a lot more smaller things. So I'm not sitting down for like 3 to 4 hours working on one thing at a time. It's like between 20 minutes to an hour and a half, where that's kind of the range of time I'm spending per task. And because of the nature of my work, sometimes things will come in that automatically pop to the top of the priority list. So the list is constantly shifting around. So the way I handle that, and yes, I guess I could use an app that you can kind of pull things around and reorder them. But the reason why I like the notepad is A, excuse me, there's something about writing by hand and kind of crossing out by hand, and I just enjoy it more. And the second thing is, what I'll do is I'll keep my running list. Generally, I have two sides of the list. Number one is the important things I have to do. And the second side is kind of the admin stuff that I really don't have to do today or tomorrow. And I usually batch them and do them on a Friday. I think I spoke about batching a few days ago and switching costs in my episode about switching costs. But anyways, I keep the running list and then I rank them. I rank each one. So at the beginning of every day, I'll see, oh, I have these four things to do, and I'll rank them 1 to 4 in order of what I want to get done. And then inevitably throughout the day, one or two or three things will pop up that either can go to the bottom of the list, or I might reshift the order if I have to. So I just find that really easy. It works for me. There's no right answer when it comes to this planning and scheduling stuff. And the other thing I'll say is you can still add those things from the to-do list to your calendar. So let's say, especially if there's something you need to get done that you haven't been getting done. So let's say there's this one thing on your list that's been like medium priority for a week and you just haven't got it done. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll just schedule it in the calendar from 10 to 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday. I'm going to do it, because having it in the calendar makes it a little bit more official, and then nothing else can kind of pop up and get in the way. So, excuse me. So that's how I do it day to day. Maybe what I'll do is I'll post a photo somewhere of what my to-do list looks like during the week, at the end of the week. But interested to hear how you folks do it. Let me know. Let me know your thoughts. Comment below on YouTube, or if you're listening on the podcast, shoot me an email. And I hope your week's going well, and I'll see you on Friday tomorrow. Take care.